Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Omud Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're beginning a brand new Simon Tof Reish Ayin Gimel, which deals with the Shmonim, the oils of the psilos and the wicks that are kosher lechanukah. So we begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Kol HaShmonim, all oils, vapsilos, and all wicks, are ksherim l'ner chanukah, are acceptable to be used for ner chanukah. Even though sometimes the oil doesn't carry up well into the wick doesn't draw up the oil well, or the flammable material that you're using, it doesn't draw it well. Or that the flame itself doesn't get drawn up well into those types of wicks. So it's either a problem with the oil not being drawn up well or the wick not burning well. Nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us that after the fact, based upon the Gemara in Shabbos, it tells us there that these oils and wicks are all acceptable. However, there are more comments, and he says, Hagah, umil, shemen zayis mitzvah in a mofchar. It is certainly preferable to use shemen zayis, pure olive oil. That is the ideal preferable type of oil to use. And this is brought down the name of the Mordechai, the Kobo, and the Mariel. And we'll go a little bit further in the Ramah, and then we'll discuss the Mishnah Berurah and the Deir Shu footnotes. V'im ein shemen zayis matzui, if you don't have the ability to have shemen zayis, so then mitzvah bishmonin sha'oron zach vinoki. So then take the best oil that you possibly can get that will light a nice, clear, beautiful light. That's the Mechaber and the Ramah for today. And now we start with the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Siv Katan Aleph, Kol hashmonin v'hapsilos v'chulei. All the oils and wicks are good. Hainu, ki yesh shmonim geruim. There are those types of oils that are inferior quality. Shein nimshochem achapsilos. They're not drawn up well into the wick. Likewise, v'chein yesh psilos geruim. There are likewise wicks that are lousy quality wicks. Shein or nisle yofeben, that they don't light well and they won't give off a beautiful light. Ukidelel b'simin reish samach dalet, like we discussed in Hilchos Shabbos with the candles for Shabbos. And in regards to Hilchos Shabbos, or b'Shabbos, also the Likud on Shabbos, you're not allowed to light with such inferior quality oils or wicks, because they're going to possibly flicker or go out on Shabbos, and you're going to forget yourself, and you're going to light them on Shabbos, which would be an Issa Daraisa. V'solka daitoch, and one might have thought the b'chanukah also should be osur gamkein l'adlikon, because shema yavo l'idekibo, because maybe they won't burn well, and therefore they're not going to burn for the shear, and maybe that's why you might have thought that you shouldn't use them l'chatchila. So the chiddush of our mechaber is kamash b'lon the aim lachush l'zeh. We don't have such a concern because the halacha is kovsa, if they go out, ain zokuklo. It's not your problem. You have to light the chanukah lich. There has to be potentially enough oil, or the candle has to be big enough that it can last for the shear of the half an hour. And as long as you do that, even if it goes out, it's not your responsibility. The kivan shehidlik, as soon as you lit, nasa zech l'neis, you accomplish the zecha to the wonderful neis of Chanukah, the nigmara mitzvah, and the mitzvah is done. Granted, you shouldn't put it out. You should let it burn for the minimal shear, but at the same time, once you lit it, even kovsa, if it goes out, ein zokuk lo, it's not your responsibility. Now, a lot of Deir Shu footnotes here as well, and we begin with Deir Shu footnote number one. He says, v'shemen shenimshach achar psilo el sherecho ra, kigon itron. If you have the oil that goes after the wick well, but it has a foul odor to it, like itron does. Shein madlikim bo b'shabbos, we don't allow you to light it on Shabbos because we're concerned, shema that you're going to leave the room because it's so foul smelling. So nevertheless, the Prima Garden writes, in regards to Neros Chanukah, it is acceptable. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. And he writes, he says you can't use foul smelling oils for Chanukah because since you have to see the Neros, that's the Ikr Pirsim Anes, that you're going to leave the area because it's so foul smelling. Nevertheless, he says, but if you're lighting outdoors, so he brings down from the Shelus Shuvas Helev Loch Shlomo, because outdoors, the foul smell is going to dissipate very quickly in the wind, and therefore, that's not a concern if you're lighting outdoors. And he says, this is true, Dafka Itron, this is specifically for this substance known as Itron, Sherecho Ramaot, that is very, very foul smelling. Itron is usually translated as tar. However, other foul-smelling substances which aren't as foul-smelling, for example, avonaft, she'ein recho ramot, it's not as foul-smelling. So then the Bir Halacha brought down Hilchos Shabbos in regards to Hilchos of Halachas Ner Shabbos, she'mutu lahadlik bo, you would be allowed to light with naft candles, ki'ein lochosh, you wouldn't have to be concerned in that situation that it's so foul-smelling that you're going to leave the room, you'll manage to stay there. So therefore, certainly you could use naft for Neros Chanukah as well, even according to Aruch HaShulchan. And he says, what about the Shemen Shereicho Tov, Kigon Tsari? If you have some beautiful aromatic type of an oil, like Tsari, that's usually translated as a balm or balsam of some sort, of a persimmon, a very, very nice smell. Shame on Likim Boba Shabbos. We don't let you light it on Shabbos because Shema Yistabik Mimenu, you're going to end up taking some of it out and you'll be over Kiboy by removing some of the oil source. So the Prima Gordon writes, on a weekday of Hanukkah, you'd be allowed to light with this substance because there's no concern. We're not concerned that you'll remove some of it and have less than the shear of a chatzi shah. And he says this is especially true if you put in more than a half an hour worth of oil of this. Sorry, that's not a problem. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, and he says, he says, technically, you should be concerned about this even on a weekday of Hanukkah, and it's really hooked to the mitzvah. So, nevertheless, he says, he says, you're only not allowed to use the tzari except by near Shabbos, but by near Hanukkah, you would be allowed to use it because by Shabbos, if you take some out, that's an Isser Skila of Kiboy. Mashain came by near Hanukkah, while it's not right that you're using it, but it's only an Isser Hanah from Shemin that's hooked to the mitzvah. So, it's not such a severe Isser, and therefore, by Shabbos, they were gozer, but not by Hanukkah. However, he says, "Lahadik b'menu near Hanukkah b'erev Shabbos on erev Shabbos Hanukkah." So then he says, "There you're concerned that maybe you'll end up doing an issur skila." So that would be usher, even though he says, "Apal pi shalom yodei she'osul hanos min near Hanukkah." Even though people's ingrained in them that you're not allowed to get hanor from the neighbor's Hanukkah while they're lit, nevertheless, he says, people are also ingrained in knowing that you're not allowed to extinguish a light on Shabbos, yet there was a concern that they would do so. So Tovia, yeah, there's a concern that you will do so. On the other hand, the Sholom Meishiv disagrees, and he writes, Mutal Hadlik Ner Chanukah B'Shemen Shereicho Tov, even on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. It's not a problem using Tzari on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Bein Lochush, we don't have to be concerned, maybe you'll remove some of it. Kivan Shekol Odom Yodeh Shosel Henom is in Erev Chanukah Shudoleh, because it's so ingrained in people, oh, I'm not allowed to get any hand off from the Erev Chanukah, so they're not going to take any out. Even though Alpha Bish Kol Odom Yodeh Shosel Chavos B'Shabbos, one could argue, as we just did, that by Shabbos the same thing. Nevertheless, by Shabbos they will go there, Mishum She'ein Zenir L'Odom Kimachaba, because it doesn't look like you're actually extinguishing on Shabbos, because you're removing some of the oil and nothing happens to the flame. It's just going to go out 15 minutes earlier. And therefore, it doesn't look like you're extinguishing, and therefore you have to be concerned by Hilchos Shabbos. Shahare, it doesn't go out immediately. When you take a little bit out, only goes out La'achar Zman, and therefore we are concerned by Shabbos that you won't realize that you're mechabe, as opposed to the nearest Hanukkah, I'm not allowed to touch it, is not only extinguishing it, it's not allowed to use it, and therefore that's more ingrained in people. So we have a machlochus. The issue number two brings down, in roish ena or nechaz bepsila, if a person sees that when he lit it, that it really doesn't catch on to the wick at all, so then we're going to bring down in Siv Kotten Chafei, Sheni Yosef Ad Lachizu, if it can't light even from the beginning, then it's not called lighting it. And Meikra Din, then you'd have to go back and relight it with something that will last. And this is not, we can't say over here, once it's already lit, ein zkuka law, you no longer need it. No, this is not kovsa ein zakuk law. This would be a situation where it never was lit properly, and therefore it's not yotze. Now we go to Siv Kotten Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. It says that all of these are kshem le'er Chanukah. However, he says, mikol makom mitzvah namucha litein likach psila tzemer gefen ochute pishton. He brings up the chayyadim that even though all of these wicks are good, ideally, one should take for the wick either cotton, tzemer gefen, or chuti pishton, or pieces of linen. That is preferable. The issue footnote number three brings down that ha'im hadlokas near Chanukah tzrich lios dafka b'psila. Must you even have a wick? Is it possible to light without a wick? So the Stechemet, the encyclopedic work, brings down in the name of the Shelis Shuvas Beis Yitzchok, le'inyan hadlokas shemen below psila. If you would just light the oil without a wick, right? Oil is flammable, so you light the oil. He says, yes, you would in fact be yotze. You don't necessarily need a wick. You could just light the oil, and that would be fine. Me'ikar Adin, he says, lo tzricha adlokas near Chanukah liyos domim mamish adlokas ha-menorah b'mikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were wicks, but lav dafka is the mitzvah that the rabbi set up for near Chanukah, bedafka with the wick. And he says, le mitzvah min ha-muvchar, certainly you should light it with oil and a wick to be like the Beis HaMikdash, but lav dafka, if you weren't to use that, would you not be yotze? And in fact, the Beis Yitzchok brings down that you would be yotze. On the other hand, he says, ochein, lahadlik ner Chanukah ayidei psila lelo shemen, but to use just the wick without having oil, how would you do that? For example, you have pieces of wood they're not going to make it into a torch, but it will, the wood will light. So you have just wooden candles, so to say, without a wick. And he says it's clear that you're lighting it for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. So then in that situation, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was mistopic im yotzim b'zei dechova or not. He says, kivon she'ikar neis nasa b'shevin, since one could argue and say in the base of English they had oil, so af shelo hitzrichu chacham shemen, kivon mitzvah namuvchor, as we just pointed out, Rama says it's only a mitzvah namuvchor that you should do shemen. You don't have to use shemen. Many people for many, many years lit with wax candles because shemen wasn't easily available. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, mikol mechom tzorcha koponim shtitiya psila hashoev ezdover mashigorim ladokos eish, says maybe you actually do require a wick, and it's not enough to just have a piece of wood. Then he brings out a very interesting discussion. What about an electric light bulb? Well, l'kayim hadlokas ner Chanukah aydei nuras libun. That's an electric light bulb. Milvad asofik hanir le'el mitzad shein bo shemen. Forgetting the point that we just pointed out, what about it doesn't have shemen? Says leaving that aside. So he brings up the Kavah Chaim, she'ein yotzim bo yidei chovah. You can't fulfill your obligation with light bulbs. Kivin she'ein bo orach hashmal, because it is different. A light bulb isn't real fire that's being lit like oil and a wick is. And this is also the opinion not only of the great Sfaradi Gadol, the Kaf HaChaim, but also the great Ashkenazi Gadol, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal from Yerushalayim, and also Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and many others as well. He brings out another reason why the Kaf HaChaim says it's no good. Shari'ein nidlekes ayidei ha'odam, el ayidei ha'mechona, he says, you're not really lighting it. It's the electric company that's lighting it. Oh, furthermore, this is like a torch and not like a single flame, a single wick. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings another reason why it's no good. He says, kivin she'ein binura, this light bulb, b'shas hadlokah, at the time that it's lit, koach chashmal she'idalik chatzisha, because there isn't a reservoir over here of oil, of electricity, that it's going to last for the half an hour. It's mischadish kozman. New electricity comes in, and therefore it's not like in the Beis Hamikdash there was a reservoir. This brings down a very interesting discussion. Masha en kein panos hanidlak ayidei battery. If you have over here a lantern that is battery driven as opposed to electricity from a wall socket driven, and he says then that reasoning wouldn't apply over here. And furthermore, he adds, "Sheitochin shetzorach dafka shemen shukol abad lekoso." You need to have a end result that the oil runs out. You can't have an insatiable amount of oil that's constantly refilling it, just like the electricity can't be constantly refilling it. He says the nes was that it shehu low color, that it didn't get used up. And if you're dealing with something that never gets used up, so then it's not the nes. As opposed to zerem chashmal, the electrical current, sheno kol abad lekoso klal. It doesn't get used up at all with your lighting electric bulb. And therefore, certainly, halacha, we don't allow a person to light with electric type of a menorah, albeit, as we'll see in a second, b'di'evit, one might be able to use this without a bracha when there is no choice, like a person's on an airplane or a person's in a hospital. So he says, Misha ain't be'ef shirusot lahadik b'shemen u'psila. Somebody is physically incapable of lighting with oil and a wick. For example, somebody flying on an airplane, or I would add, somebody in the hospital, where you can't light an actual flame because of all the oxygen. So he brings down from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Rashoy Lahadlik Nura Chashmalis. In this situation, you could write with electrical bulbs, Ulevarech, and even make a bracha, as long as it's recognizable you're doing this L'shem Nitzis Me'er Chanukah. But the condition has to be that Yesh Bo Zerum Chashmal Kedei Lidlo Chatzisha. You have to have some sort of a power source that is a half an hour. For example, you have a battery that will last for half an hour. And he brings down as well from Ibn Sion Abishol, that you could use such a menorah that's connected to a battery. And he says, because you have a gas, propane type of a source for this, that's a finite source. And there's also the opinion of a Yashiv Zatzal, the Ain Brera, and where you have absolutely no alternatives. So his opinion is, even if it's not recognizable, that this is a Chanukah lift, for example, b'shasa sakana, so it looks like you're just putting up a light there, but you're doing it l'shem neres Chanukah, so that would be acceptable under extenuating circumstances. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz, Zatzal brings down, even b'shasa tchak, you can't use such electrical lights. However, yochol lahadlik rak l'zecha mitzvah. Light it with this electrical menorah, but don't make a brach on it, and realize you're not really being yotzei the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah lift. Now we continue in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Beis, in the second line of Sifkot and Beis, and he says, Shemen o chalef, if you have oil or fats, hanes sami basa b'cholov, that are prohibited because of basa b'cholov, so that also the hadlik yomenu ner chanukah. You can't use that for lighting ner chanukah. That is a huge dirshu footnote number 4 here, which deals with all sorts of other disqualified oils and wicks, ayin shom. Included that are some important halachos in terms of Shemitah and in terms of Trumus and Maisos, etc., ayin shom. Likewise, if you have a prohibited type of substance, the Mishnah Berurah says and continues, "V'gam kid also levatul lebishishim lahadik b'menu." He brings that from the Prima Gadim. You can't go mimavatul lenisa lechatila by adding on 60 against it of an acceptable substance. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Hanoagin lahadik biyom rishon echad." Those that have the custom, as all of us do, to light on the first day one candle, b'kam ve'elach mosav olach, the second day light two, third day light three, etc. Sharoshia nosav domil lenehor ikar, as we had pointed out in the previous year. So the additional candles that you're lighting should be the same type as the first candle that you're lighting. However, but for those that only have the custom that they light one candle each night for every person in the house, so then your oldest son, Reuven, he could light with the oil. The second son, Shimon, he could light with wax. The third son could light with sari, etc., etc. Yochol echad lahadlik ner shel shemen v'sheni shel shava. That is perfectly acceptable. It's not the same menorah. Now, shemen hagozel, stolen oil, tzorach ian, ikoshel in erchanukah. Whether that's allowable enough in erchanukah, that's a difficult question. He brings down from the tshuva shol meshiv, and this can be seen in Dirshu footnote number 5. I'm in the first paragraph for this discussion. In the second paragraph, he brings down, ha'im tzorach shen erchanukah yeshayach lemadlik midin lochem. Do you require lochem? We know by Sukkot, we just learned that the lulav and esog, they have to be lochem. You have to own them, lakatim lochem. So does the same rule apply in regards to Ner Chanukah? So he brings down from the Stechemed, also in the name of the Beis Yitzchak, she'ein tzorech she'ner Chanukah yeh shayach lamadlik midin lochem. There is no din of you have to own it. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal brings down, based upon Iran, Shetzorich Shener Chanukah Yeshayach LeMadlik Midin Lochem, that this din of Lochem does apply, and this is the opinion as well of Rav Yashiv Zatzal. But everybody agrees that if you're lighting with Shemen of Hefker and you didn't take it into your possession, so the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Azel Zatzal, brings down, Kivin Shalokach Has Hashemen Kidei Lechaloso Be'ad Lakoso, since you took it to go and use it up, obviously with your lighting, so Hare Zuchus Zo B'Shemen Hishlo. So this Shemen really belongs to you. And according to everybody, it would be Shemen Shalo in regards to Ner Chanukah, and you would be Yotze. And he goes so far as to say and add that even if the person said, B'pem Oli, he absolutely declared, I'm not being Zoch in the Shemen, nevertheless he could fulfill the mitzvah with such Hefker oil. Back to the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel, where he says, Avolo HaShamish, that which we said that all sorts of candles and wicks are good for the Ner Chanukah, that's not including the Shamish. What does this mean? He brings it down from the Morgan of Ram. For Otsu Lomar, the B'Shabbos Chanukah, when you're dealing with Shabbos Chanukah, also lasos hashamis miyashmonim upsilos shei malikim b'Shabbos. Just like you can't use these wicks and oils to light the Shabbos licht, you can't use them to light the shamis on Erev Shabbos Chanukah. Because the kivin demut lasos is a tashmis, since you are allowed to use this shamish for your benefit, is a tashmis if you want, neged hashamish against this shamish, so imkein chayshin on shemayate, then we're concerned that maybe you'll end up moving and adjusting this, and therefore it is not allowed. Im nimsa achbar b'shemen, if you were to find a mouse inside the oil, which is disgusting, mosu, that's something that's disgusting, but also l'ner chanukah. And we shouldn't use such a oil for ner chanukah because it's disgusting. The issue footnote number 6 in the second paragraph brings down, the kol davish osur, anything that's osur, from we had in the Haftorah, from Parshas Toldos, hakrivei anol lepechosecha from Malachi, so he brings down from the Stechemet, anything that is not proper that you would go give it to your president, to your king, to your governors, so he brings down in the name of the Shelis Shuvas Ksav Sofer, She'ein Yotzin Bo Yidei Chova, Afilu B'dieved. You can't use this, and even B'dieved, you wouldn't be Yotze. He says, Hashem Hashem Munach B'tachas L'mito She'yoshin Olav Adam. If you have oil that was underneath the bed, we know that there's a Ruach Ra that comes upon such items that are underneath your bed. So Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, you still nevertheless Mutal Hadlik Bo Ner Chanukah. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karolitz. It doesn't ruin it that it has a Ruach Ra. On the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim says, since it has this Ruach Ra on it, and it's therefore Mos L'Achila, you're not supposed to eat it, so therefore it falls into this category of, would you serve something like this? HaKriya Anor L'Pechosecha, would you serve this to your governor? And therefore, you shouldn't use something like this. Now let's finish off with the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'Noagim Medinos Elu L'Hadlik B'Neiro Shol Shaiva. The custom in Europe, in the Ramah's area, was that people used wax candles. Ki Oran Solul Kimo Shemen. And they lit well, they had beautiful light, just like Shemen. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet tells us, Umikom Makom, Mitzvah B'Shol Shemen. tfei min erev Shul Shabbat. He says, even then, the mitzvah was always preferable with oil, the idea Hashem, and nasa nes, because that reminds us more of the nes than do the wax candles. The issue foot number 7 says, if you started off with wax candles and then oil became available, so if you were already lit with the wax candles, you shouldn't go back and light with the oil. Ayin and the rest of the issue foot number 7 for additional details. With this, we conclude today's shiur.